Okay, evening everybody. So last week we talked about Hachanas for Shabbos, preparation for Shabbos, and tonight we're going to pick up where we left off with Kabbalah Shabbos. So Oid Inyan Miyuchad, the Shabbos, there's another also that's very unique to Shabbos, and that is the Inyan, the concept of Kabbalah Shabbos. We have a Kabbalah, we have a welcoming, a greeting of Shabbos. V'nei lo matzil, you know, we don't have Kabbalas Pesach, we don't have Kabbalas Sukkot, we don't have Kabbalas Chanukah or Purim. Lo matzilu Kabbalas Yom Tov, Kabbalas Ezer B'Tzachas, or Kabbalas Shachris, or Kabbalas to Mezuzah. That by Mother Mitzvahs, V'tzarech Bir, and it needs to be elucidated. Lama Rak B'Shabbos, why only B'Shabbos? Yesh es in Kabbalah Sepharim. Why there is something to greet the Shabbos? We have part of our liturgy, part of our davening, Kabbalah Shabbos. V'nei b'chlal in HaShabbos. In general, in the concept of Shabbos, royim anu b'divrei Chazal. We see in the language of Chazal. Shemisyachsim hem el HaShabbos. That we approach Shabbos kel el ishus. Like with other things of Ishus. But we got a personal relationship. Uchamamr Chazal. Amr Shabbos, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos says in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Shelo Matzinu Kein B'Shum Mitzvah Acher. Something we don't find by any of other things. No other thing, but we had that idea, that concept of a intimate personal relationship. Except for one other thing, and that's Torah itself. Chutz b'Torah itself. Shayit b'tfilim, medabrim, or mezuzah, or shofar, that's not applicable. But Shabbos, we medaberes. We talk, we don't say, you know, tefillin's coming, tefillin's leaving, shofar's coming, shofar's leaving. No, Shabbos, Shabbos is coming, Shabbos haba, Shabbos leaves, Kabbalah Shabbos, we bring in Shabbos. Malav Hamalka, we escort Shabbos out, we escort the Queen out. Yeshna Ishus HaNikra Shabbos, there is a personal relationship, there is a connection which we call Shabbos. V'oysa, that's where Mekabel, we accept Shabbos, we greet Shabbos. V'luchvoid Machino, and for that honor of Shabbos, as discussed last week, we prepare properly for Shabbos. V'tzarech Bir. As noted, it needs to be further elaborated upon. Mahia Ishus is, what is the nature of this personal connection, this personal relationship? Ha'im zois mitzvah Shabbos atzma, is the mitzvah of Shabbos itself? V'lama davka b'Shabbos, royim hisyachsus b'tzura Ishus, b'lo b'Shabbos. Why davka on Shabbos do we see this connection? In such an intimate way, and not by other mitzvahs. Aval ha'emes, the truth is, sha'ishus, this personal connection, shel Shabbos, is not that the mitzvah of Shabbos. It's not the mitzvah of Shabbos. El ha'shchina kadosha. When we greet the Shabbos, when we escort the Shabbos, we're not escorting the ma'isa mitzvah, the act of the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. It's the Shechina, it's the Divine Presence itself. We know, by the way, Shabbos is Shmo Shekosh Baruch Hu. In Kabbalah, one of the names of Hashem is Shabbos. Mash Amru Bo'i Kala, this, that we greet the Kala, the bride, is a Shechina Kedosha. We welcome the Shechina on Shabbos. When we sing the Kala, the Christ Kala, Bo'i Kala, what we're really welcoming is, we're welcoming the Shechina on Shabbos. And therefore, Kabbalah of Shabbos is the Kabbalah is greeting the Shechina, Hashem's presence itself. Of course, the Shechina is the Malchus, is Hashem's presence in this world. Aval emes, Sha'isha shel Shabbos in a Shabbos, we said. V'akol k'mo she'isbar. We've been elaborating on it throughout this great work, throughout Shabbos Malchus. The Kolmos HaShabbos, the whole essence of Shabbos, he is Sha'olam kulo Shabbos. It said the world stopped on Shabbos. Ayede giloy inyan chiddush Sha'olam. And from this concept, again, Hashem created, in illustrating that Hashem created the entire world from scratch. V'nishra Hashem levado b'yom haShabbos, and therefore on Shabbos, it's a reminder that the only thing that truly is intrinsic to this world, and the only thing that really exists in this world, is Shabbos. V'isha shah Shabbos, and the personal connection of Shabbos is, Hashem yisbarach ha'mishra shechinasa b'sochena derech haShabbos. Hashem on Shabbos brings His presence into the world, in particular to a relationship with us. Nimsa, therefore, kashkasher nechnasa Shabbos and Shabbos starts. Yichud Hashem Yisparach. If a person taps in, he will see that Hashem is all over the world. It is the divine presence rests in this world on Shabbos. Ulahachi, and therefore, as we said, there's no other mitzvah. There's not Kabbalas Pesach. There's not Kabbalas Shavuos or Sukkot or Chanukah or Purim or Tu B'Av or Tu B'Shvat. Only by Shabbos we have an idea of Kabbalah Shabbos. Shlo Shaykh LeKabbal Prei Shu Mitzvah. You can't. You're not a Kabbal. You don't greet a mitzvah. Shemitzvah. The mitzvah is the commandment to do. And you can prepare for a mitzvah. You have a chana. You'll put your mind into it. But it's not like greeting. But in Ishes, it's not. It's not the idea of a personal connection. Right? It's not, you blow a shofar, you don't hug your shofar, you don't greet your shofar, right? You don't greet the, you can't greet the sound before it's there. It's, it's not that intimate relationship with, therefore you don't need to greet, you know, there's no idea, there's no concept of greeting. Why is there a concept of greeting? If there's a relationship, like the Pasuk quotes in Malachi, if I'm your father, where is my honor? Right, Malachi is the last of all the Nevi'im, the last of all the prophets. Some say Malachi was Mordechai, others say Malachi was different opinions in the Gemara in Megillah. So Malachi says, if I'm your father, so where's my honor? If you have this relationship, where is the honor? Aval Shabbos. Shmo Shekadosh Baruch Hu, but as mentioned, Shabbos is the name of Hashem, and Shabbos is the honor of Hashem, and therefore we greet the Shabbos. We greet Hashem on Shabbos. Mana halachas. What's the practical halachas of Kabbalah Shabbos? I'm a divrei Maran and Griz. See what the Brisker Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik says in his explanation of the Torah. Shekasev Sheyesh beKabbalah Shabbos. We talk about Shabbos. There's three halachas. Again, just like we had a Kabbalah Peshkina on Matan Torah, we know that as we discuss, there's connections between the way we greeted Hashem at Har Sinai as we greet the Shabbos. So the Thomas's Dvar of Hem, the shorthand version of this brisker of is as follows. The Matan Torah Amar Bnei Yisrael. At Sinai, Jewish people said it, but when they got the Torah, we want to see our king. We want to see Hashem. And then the Jewish people were told, the kidashtem hayom, go purify yourself today, umachar and tomorrow, the chibsusim loisim, change your clothes, and be ready on the third day from this preparation to accept the Torah. And then it says, v'yoytze Moshe es ha'am l'kras l'chim, Moshe to the Jewish people to greet Hashem, so to speak. We wanted to connect to Hashem, right? We gotta want it. It could be there. We gotta desire it to connect to Hashem, our King, Father in Heaven. Once we said that, there were three halachas. Number one, change your clothes. You gotta change your clothes. Sheinus, you gotta be ready. If you're ready, you get for Sinai, you can't be on your internet, you can't be making a business deal, can't be in the swimming pool, you can't be in the golf course, you can't be watching the political scene or another Bezer Hashem Hamas or Hezbollah, Russia get killed. You can't be involved in any of that stuff. By the way, right? You can't be involved in any of that stuff. You gotta be ready for Shabbos. You have to be prepared for the third day. And number three, the third is, Yitzia, you gotta go out to likros ha'shchina. You gotta go out to greet the shchina. They say yitzia Moshe sa'am likros ha'lokim to greet Hashem. Elu shosh ha'halachas. These are the three halachas. If you wanna accept the shchina. Umavar Maran Zal, the Briskrov said the Gamma Kabbalah Shabbos, so too that was at Sinai. We have these things, these three halachas by Kabbalah Shabbos. Number one, Aachas. You should be changing your clothes. You should go into Shul Friday night changing your clothes. I'm going to just go back almost just about 17 years ago. Really? Started first week of August. In 2007, first week of August 2007, in the Holy Kehila of Am Echad. And I'll tell you the truth, the first thing I did, and for those who were in the show, Yehuda, you weren't there yet, I'm looking at you, yeah. But Yitzhak Fagin was there, Laser Kazan was there, but he wasn't in Shul Friday, so it was a Shabbos morning or the weekday. But first thing is, people used to come on Friday night, and not really dressed up. Not really. And the first thing, I worked on two things. One thing, I didn't let any more home food go into the kitchen. That's a different conversation for a different time. There was no standard in the kitchen. And then I felt I couldn't wait for it. Usually, if you're a rabbi, you want to see your patient. You see what needs to be worked on. You need things that have to be improved. So you wait. I'm not going to come into a shul the first month I'm there and do anything drastic. But kashrus, I could not wait. So the first thing I did is I knocked out home food for the kitchen. Most people were fine, some were not. Different conversation. But the first binyan thing, the first building thing, and I started right in the beginning, was talking about how you dress to shul on Shabbos. Why? I wasn't thinking about the sefer. He's saying, if you're greeting the king, Shabbos, I'm the geef. If you're not dressed for Shabbos, you ain't going to feel Shabbos. And if you're not, the essence of a shul, of course a shul is every day, but as a community, as a kehila, where all the ladies are there, and and certainly, more people in theory come at the same time, is Shabbos, and the whole feeling of Shabbos should be transformative. So, forgetting the black hats, people joke about that. That it would come a couple of years later for some people, but just to wear a suit, not to wear a weekday shirt, not to wear a blue shirt, if that's not what you would wear to a fancy event, right? Dress for Shabbos. Well, part of that is actually Kabbalah Shabbos. Just like at Mount Torah, we have to change our clothes. When you come into Shabbos, you should be wearing Shabbos clothes. You should look different. You should not be dressed up like the wicked. Adrab, you should be dressed better. You should be greeting the Shechina. If you would be, going to meet, it's actually hysterical. I came back from a conference an hour and a half ago. So I'm at the airport. I'm getting a water, and I see them selling chocolate. They have two versions of the chocolate. One saying President Trump, milk chocolate. I didn't look if it was kosher or not. But right next to it was exact same carbon copy of the chocolate. And it said President Biden. I guess they never replaced their chocolate yet for the Democrats. But it was Trump and Biden. Maybe they didn't work presidents, but whoever, which president, I'm not going to get to any potential opponents are, but there's President Biden and President Trump, let's take it back. It said 2024. It was blue, white, and red. One was for Trump, and one was for Biden. They were both silent. So whoever you want to meet, I don't care what you're going to meet. If you're a decent person, you're going to meet the king. You wear a suit. You wear flip flops and in a polo shirt. You wear a suit. Which honest person, if they were invited, wouldn't wear a suit? So you come on Friday night, you're not going to wear a suit. Little Shabbos, you're not going to wear a suit. You're dressing, you're coming to greet the Shechina. It's not, this little Shabbos, you're greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, and that's what we did by Matan Torah. Let me get back my place, I went on a whole tangent, not tangent, but Hashenis, Masharatz, Barish Solfei HaShabbos, the Karatz Barishos, has it usually if you're running the street, the Talmud says it, the Gemara says that you're a Peshaya, you damage somebody, you hurt somebody, and you're liable for your actions. Mishum shalach shabov v'neitzak v'shabbos kal malchusah. Hayu k'dish l'tarz v'shabbos v'hu ein aponri. You're allowed to run Friday, in the shuk, even though you shouldn't do it usually, and you could be even exempt. Again, watch out Friday afternoon right before Shabbos, because people are in a rush. But you have to be ready for Shabbos when it comes, right? You can't, you shouldn't, you know, like everyone thinks that everything's all important on Friday afternoon. I'm not even getting to the news, you know, I need to know exactly the news. What, let me tell you something, if, you know, 99.99999 things you hear, even the good things, like, you know, leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran getting killed, it won't make a difference if you hear it now or after Shabbos, right? It doesn't make one iota of a difference. You know, it is very little in life that you have to do on Friday afternoon, which is imperative, which is mamish imperative. You got to be ready for Shabbos when it comes. It's hara. Some people get involved in other things and do, you know, something on a Friday in the Erev Shabbos in the winter. You have to be prepared ahead of time to be panoi, to be ready when Shabbos comes. Not to run into shul late. Not to come there with your, throw your keys down, mamash close to Mechal Shabbos at the buzzer, right? You have to be ready for Shabbos. Imagine going to Har Sinai, the Bamash Shabbos keeping the Torah, you're running in late because you were doing your lawn, getting a car wash, seeing the, you know, the Egyptian stock market, what the stocks are at. Vashlishis, Shaya Yoitzim Likras HaShabbos. We actually go out to greet the Shabbos. By the way, in the old days in Tzfas, in the real Kabbalah Shabbos, they actually go out to the field and greet the Shabbos. The Omer Bovenetz Likras HaShabbos Malka, we should go out and greet the Shabbos queen. Ayin Shem Sham called Vav the Briscoe. If you have a Zbar Man, if Laim HaDvarim. Just like we greet the Shechina at Har Sinai, we do the same thing for Shabbos itself. Shekabalas HaShabbos, when we greet the Shabbos, it is greeting the Shekhinah, it's greeting the Divine Presence. Fenimsa, says of Pinkas, She'ois and HaNashim, those ladies, we picture the men in Shul, but those ladies who come, Amalikas Neros, they're coming to light the Shabbos Lech, they're doing Halakas Neros, and Lav Dafka Big Day Shabbos, they're not wearing the Shabbos because they'll change into the Shabbos or robe after they light candles Friday night. So not forbidden to change. You can change your clothes. They're not all ready for Shabbos. If you let it for Shabbos only for the Suda and Davar Nachon candle. They're not. Now, I'm never home all my life late lights. In fact, I don't ever bring home Kamat. See, my mother light, because I was always in Shul. I know my wife's dressed, because when I leave Friday night, she's dressed where I'm at. So certainly I don't know if this is as common as it maybe seem, but if it is, it's not proper at all. You should be ready for Shabbos when your Shabbos goes. That's part of Kabbalah Shabbos. When you light Shabbos candles, you're in Kabbalah Shabbos, and part of Kabbalah Shabbos is to change your clothes. That's part of Kabbalah Shabbos. By the way, sometimes you see a guy run into shul, and his tie's not on, and etc. So by mincha, maybe it's an idea to daven, you know, whatever, but it's not. It's not Kabbalah Shabbos, but certainly with the time already Kabbalah Shabbos, your tie should be right on. Now, ideally, you're missing the boat if you're ready to show the tie on, because that means you're last minute Charlie. You're supposed to be there early. Kabbalah Shabbos, you gotta go out and greet the Shabbos. But at least put your tie on for Kabbalah Shabbos, because that's a din of a levisha for Shabbos, wearing clothes for Shabbos. And actually, the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Shalach Beis and Hilchos Shabbos, Yilbosh begadav, you should wear clothes, hanayim, which are nice clothes. Choshev clothes. Again, whether you have the President Biden chocolate or President Trump chocolate, you're going to go to the President, you're wearing a suit, not walking in with a polo shirt. And they should be a night, you should be a tie. You would wear a tie to the President. And if you don't wear a tie, you're not going to be invited again. Well, you have, right? Yeah, you want to come into Shabbos looking good. V'yismach b'biya Shabbos is actually all Shulchan Aruch. This is by Yosef Cairo, right? Wear nice clothes. Rejoice with the coming of Shabbos. Likras HaMelech, to greet the King Hashem. K'yoytze, we go out. Likras Chatzin V'kala. V'chanina, V'chanina, V'barachama. He's talking about one of the great, great early Amorayim, late or, you know, Borat Hana Amora, would be Ma'atef, would put on his, get all dressed up, Vapane Demala Shabbos, and get Shabbos, dress up for Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and go out and say, Boo, let's go out, Venetz of the Krasmach Shabbos. Let's go out and greet the Shabbos Queen. It didn't start in Svat in the late 16th century. our middle 16th century with the Ari. It started way before this concept. V'kan ha-makom la'orer. Here's a good place to point out those who wait to the last second to get ready for Shabbos. In Knesset on Shabbos. Now he's not talking about that the Al-Pi Kabbalah, there's especially Yitzhahara on Erev Shabbos, which tries to get you angry and nervous and stressed out, and that way you don't get Shabbos like you're supposed to. Yitzhahara is a good trick. You know, get you all flustered going into Shabbos. You won't chapara, and you won't take as much advantage of Shabbos if you like that. We know it's inherent Yitzhahara that way, so it's not a good idea to test yourself and test other people around you. You're gonna have an extra edge. We didn't talk about that. Not getting this. You're coming to be Shabbos. The famim could they come out? A person's at the last second, they're cleaning their table from their muksa items. Masal chafzi muksa. Some people, literally, it's after they're knocking down the muksa. You know, they're not late with their elbow because it's klachar yad. So it's still ben hashmasha. So it's still that intermediate time. They can't touch it. It's muksa. It's shkia. It's already halachically Shabbos. It's already can't do anything. But it's in the twilight period, so they're going ahead and knocking off their computer. They won't do that. We'll get a guy to knock off their computer. What are you going to do? They get a pillow. They put a pillow on the ground. They'll knock a whole spiel to get their computer off the dining room table with their Shabbos meal. They got to kick it down the block, you know, to get it away from your Shabbos table. Or they realize, you know, their keys are out. They're running the last second getting ready for Shabbos. Take all their things. It looks up. It's mamish against the halacha. Quotes the Rambam in Hilchas Koivel Mazek, we know. Vima Erev Shabbos Pereshmashas Potter, because your rush, it was mentioned, this Gemara Baba Kama, you can run the street because you're supposed to be there ready for Shabbos. Right? You need to be waiting for Shabbos. Not putting things away at the buzzer, running to the shul and throwing your keys down, walking in the middle of Shmon Esrei, or close to Kabbalah Shabbos. The Hilchos Shabbos is the Rambam. Listen to the language of Ramesh Ben Maimon and Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. This is how you, when Shabbos comes, V'yoyshu b'koyver reishu, should be waiting, miyachal Kabbalah Shabbos, waiting for Shabbos, shu'yoytza l'kos anachal, you're waiting for a king. You get invited to the president, you don't come running into the meeting late. You don't go waltzing in, right? Go running in. Shabbos Shabbos Nechnesis. Tzarech shepano, you got to be sitting and waiting for Shabbos to come. V'nei kamer chayikim anu. He said at some level we're very far away from the super alaseno for this. How many of Yidden for generations, even simple Jews, good Jews, were ready for Shabbos already at midday. Stores were closed. They went to the mikvah. Said shir hashirim. They're ready, their tables were set, they did the parsha after chatzais. Really, when you do it that way, again, I'm not saying that everyone has that opportunity, but to the extent you can bring in Shabbos, not you can't be Mekabel Shabbos that early, but to be bring it into your life, get ready for Shabbos. You're all ready for Shabbos early. There's two amazing things to think. Chada, one is the Chabbos Melech HaKavod, Shabbat of Kesha Shabbos. You're ready for Hashem, the King of Kings, the Creator of the world. V'sheinis, number two, Eichas HaKadusha Shabbos Tzlus was that the more, we said last week, the more hachana, the more preparation, the more halakite, the more holiness, the more Kedusha you have of Shabbos. And we said last week that the whole Kedusha comes through the hachana. In B'yadein last week, it's a gift, Shabbos. So what could we do? We can be ready and be ready to get the gift. Hashem gives us the Kedusha of Shabbos, we said last week. Shekfi, according to how much of this Kedusha, how much of this holiness, how much of this gift will you get? As much as you want. As much as you're waiting for. As much as you're prepared for. As much as you make yourself a clear vessel for. That's how close you'll get to Hashem on Shabbos. That's how holy you'll get on Shabbos. Umiatza, but that's why I hold going to the mikvah if it's possible. Not just because there's an idea to go to the mikvah. And the Zohar says, you don't feel your neshama yisera if you don't go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. Again, I'm not saying it's for everybody necessarily, but it's also just the act of preparation, the act of preparing that you're a different person going into Shabbos. Again, going back to reiterate what we said last week, why does Shabbos and only Shabbos have the mitzvah in the Torah, a mitzvah midereisa, a biblical mitzvah to be do a chana? It's also for this reason. Shabbos is this kviyachol ishus memashas. It's this personal relationship with Hashem, and not merely, so to speak, a mitzvah or an act itself. Your relationship, you have to be ready for the relationship. You have to be connected to the relationship. Mashal echad, for example, imagine the first person before Pesach, he forgets to have matzahs, forgets to have wine for the seder. Ein safek shuk shaholach l'shcheder levakish. Imagine now you go to your neighbor, you knock on the door. I'm sorry, I forgot to buy matzah for the seder. I forgot to buy wine for the seder. You'd be humiliated. You forget certain things, you forget. You forgot to buy wine? You forgot to buy matzah? You didn't want to prepare for it. Well, serve some. Okay, you didn't prepare. You're a nice neighbor. By the way, don't worry. I can't get the Shabbos and Pesach, but Pesach you can carry. You can carry for your neighbor. Shabbos in San Jose, you're good. You have an Eruv. Okay, you're good to go. Now you have your wine, and now you're in your matzah. You got embarrassed by your neighbor. Did you get the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, 4 cups of wine? Yes, you do. Get your mitzvah matzah, Dereisa? Yes, you do. You got your matzah, you got your wine. Right? You got a little embarrassed, but you got your mitzvah. The income is she'olu ba'ifin ishi, v'pnei she'chazu chutz mimenu atzu. Are you embarrassed of the matzah in front of your matzah, or if you have to buy your matzah? Are you embarrassed about the wine? No, you're embarrassed. You asked your neighbor for matzah and wine because you forgot to buy. It's Pesach. How in the world did you forget that? But imagine the following thing. Chashal beso. Imagine a knock on your door. And you invited a guest, your friend, and you forgot he's coming. Your house ain't ready for the guest. Guest is already in your house. Is the table not set. And you're like, oh, did I invite you? I told her if you're the guest. Feel him akshav, and okay, give me a few minutes, let me set up for this guest. You go running and you go and you get everything you need. It's also humiliating to this guest. You don't want to miss your guest, by the way. You come into someone's house, they know you're coming. They ain't ready for you. They don't have the food for you. If you go, now they're going to a neighbor to get food for you. They didn't prepare for you. Right? They're not ready for you. That's not just that you embarrass yourself, you ruin this relationship with this guest. You humiliate the guest. Shlomo Adam Chaser Lo, Shezo Kiyotze Behemet Beiso, El Shezlo Shezachro Zombo. You didn't know he's coming. You didn't prepare for him. It's humiliating. Mamishul in Shabbos. Exactly what Shabbos is. The difference of Shabbos and all other mitzvahs is the Chiv HaChana. You have to be ready for Shabbos. He ois, when you get ready, you're prepared. It's a symbol of honor and for your personal relationship. For Chel Kai V'Kayim, Hashem is a living God who creates the world constantly. Ahaba B'Choyder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechin is coming. Reach the Kala, we're calling out to Hashem, the Hashem is coming. And the Shabbos table is not about your cup of wine, it ain't even about your guests to come. Because the most chashuv guest is Hashem. Hashem is there. You forget to invite Hashem to the table. You wait last minute. So to speak, I was busy Friday afternoon looking at the stocks, right? Looking at the Olympics in somewhere in France, some Muslim city. I'm busy on Friday afternoon. I don't care. You're looking at the Israel political news, or you're reading a book. You're filing your taxes, whatever it may be. You're not ready. And Hashem's here coming to your house. That's the ikkar. Habab b'chvoy b'atzol, he's coming to our house for Shabbos. You're not ready? V'nim shishim lo, I speak lachas of kumkum. Listen to this. If you didn't get your urn or your kumkum for your tea for Shabbos, for me, I don't need tea, I need coffee. Right? Your coffee, whatever you want. Hachisarna, again, tea is, by the way, for the Shabbos. I don't have a coffee at my Shabbos. Whatever, you don't have your kugel ready, you don't have your tea ready, whatever it may be. It's not the cup of tea, and it's not the babka or your kokish cake that you're missing, if that's what you like. Or whatever your Shabbos style, like KC, that you're missing. Shabbos is your cookies. It doesn't need your coffee. It doesn't need your tea. It doesn't need your cholent or your kishke if you're so inclined. Aval bas kol yaitzis v'oymeres. Where is my honor? Right? Ani av im koide. Where's the relationship? You didn't make this for Shabbos? Imagine you have a guest. You didn't take care. You walked in there with your tank top and your shorts. I'm not going to do that. That's something crazy. And you serve popcorn for the Shabbos meal? What kind of chutzpah is that? Yeah, you know, where is the honor for your Shabbos? It's elbon ishi. It's a personal humiliation. It's a personal honor. Hashem, so to speak, is affronted. You don't care the Shechina's here? Doesn't bother you? Okay, what's the deal? It's a Friday night meal. I won't have my chicken soup. I won't have the gefilte fish. Or the couscous if you're from Morocco. Whatever it may be. And if you didn't polish your shoes, okay, you didn't polish your shoes this week. You usually polish your shoes. Okay, I won't look so good for Shabbos. And in the covered, I won't look as kempt for Shabbos. It's like going to your wedding. Imagine going to your wedding with dull-looking shoes. That's not a good way to start a marriage, by the way. Your shver won't like it, your father won't like it, and certainly your kala. The bride or the groom won't like it. It's not about the shoes. Now, you shouldn't look like a shlamazel. That's not the main thing. You shouldn't look like a shlamazel, by the way. That's true. The main thing is you're missing the boat of what your wedding, your personal wedding is, or what Shabbos is. Shiva Ela in Hashem Hashem. You're with Hashem. You didn't polish your shoes? You go to the White House, you're not gonna polish your shoes, you'd be humiliated. You're gonna wear a crumpled up shirt? You're not gonna wear a tie? You're not gonna shower before you go to the White House? You're not gonna get invited again, you'll smell. Right? You're in front of Hashem. We all know, by the way, in Torah, the difference between mitzvah ben Adam makom, mitzvah between us and Hashem, and the mitzvahs of ben Adam l'chaver, between us and our friends. We do things between us and Hashem. The ikar avoda he ba'avura hasagas achivat. We gotta get the esther. I need to get the best. Esther, do the mitzvah correctly. The main thing is between you and yourself. I gotta do the mitzvah correctly for Hashem, for me to connect to Hashem. But when you're kasha oisakim adam achad, when you're dealing with other people, you still gotta think about them. How do they feel about this? Whenever you do a mitzvah for other people, you gotta think about not just you, but them. How am I gonna do this for them? For the mana emes. The truth is, haherish is shekerhu. Sheikra in ben alam makom, right? The truth is, it's the wrong approach. So the main thing between you and Hashem is not how you do it, is for Hashem. You have to think about Hashem. Laharish kavod azulas. To think of, I want to do by the best esrog because I want to honor Hashem. Avinu shvushvayim kmo shamru chazal. The Talmud says in the Jerusalem Talmud. And Talmud Shalmi Nedarim, v'ha'af t'lerecha kamaycha, loving your neighbor as yourself, who klal galodar is the general principle of the Torah. Where Rashi says in Shabbos, the alach snei, what you don't like, l'chavrach loit ta'avet. Don't do it to your friend. Re'acha v're'a avicha al tazov. Don't leave your friend and the friend of your father. Who is your friend, so to speak, and the friend of your father? That's Hashem. This is not the Jerusalem Talmud Shami. Al Tavar al Dvar Shalecha Sanoi. Shiavar Chavercha al Dvarecha. Right? You should be keeping the Torah because it's Sanoi to Hashem not to. V'chem Meduk Tzarech L'chaim is called Torah Kula. That's how you have to keep the whole Torah. V'am Amnam. That's the whole Torah. you should think, how is Hashem going to feel if I do this or not? So to speak, Hashem, again, anthropomorphically, like Kosh Baruch Hu, but there is, we relate to Hashem. But that's the idea of the Torah, according to Talmud Yerushalmi, in v'haftalecha kamoicha, in loving your friend as yourself. That relationship to Hashem, the mitzvah, which is particular about that, is Shabbos Kodesh. Shezui mitzias HaShabbos, as we've elaborated upon, that's the essence of Shabbos. Masha Kodesh Baruch Hu nimso isanu mamish, that Hashem is at our Shabbos table, and he'll be at Kilas Amechad Friday night early, waiting for you, so you better wait, be there before him. Because the minute Shabbos is coming, he's there. Right? Once you call Shabbos, I get this, I see the warnings, the Amechad bulletin, right? You gotta make look at there, you know, what times you should light. Well, you better be there early so you can be there before Shabbos comes, you're there, so to speak, to greet Hashem. And it's, that's the reality. All call of Shabbos, and you prepare for Shabbos, you're preparing for your meeting with Hashem, for your relationship with Hashem. Sheish l'chavis Hashem yisparach, when you polish your shoes, when you get your children to your kishka and your potato gogol, if you're a little bit healthy, wherever your healthy dish is, right? You don't get the greasy chicken, get the grilled chicken, be there as a mate, right? Or if you're careful not to eat cookies all week or soda all week, you only have it on Shabbos, you only have this, you only have par of ice cream on Shabbos, your tofuni, whatever you like, right? Or your so delicious almond you get at Trader Joe's or other places. That's part of greeting Shabbos. That's the hachanas of Shabbos. It's not about the ice cream, and it's not about the kishka, and it ain't about the babka, or the gefilte fish. It's all about your relationship to Shabbos. And when you're coming to every Shabbos, you have to be careful. Shelo yechzer shum prat. Don't come, you know, you have a date. You don't come to the date not wearing like you're supposed to, or you come. Don't come late to the date. Don't come late, you know, with not dressed properly. Don't come without ill prepared, or forget you have a date. You have to be reminded at the last second. That's a bad move. Humelef, especially if it's with your wife. You know, if it's a strange girl, you know, if, maybe she'll say no. You don't have to date her again. Your wife is not going to forget, maybe. Forgot you have a date night, get out of town. You have to, you know, coming Friday night, coming to Shabbos Kodesh, you have a kaviyach, you have a shechin in your presence. You have a meeting with Hashem, the King of Kings. You know, it's no chocolate President Biden, laugh my head off, 2024 in 1 second. And the person next to him, Trump, was just almost killed. These are humans. They're almost, you know, they're human beings. And they're pretty, whatever. You're telling Hashem, King of Kings, you're going to not wear a suit. You're going to not be ready. Your house is going to be not ready Friday night. You're going to forget what it's all about. You're right before the meeting going to be looking at the politics or the Olympics or the stock market. Are you out of your mind? Don't you understand what's happening for Lil Shabbos? Do you know what's going on? Don't you know that the Kiddush you have to prepare for? Don't you understand that this is like Sinai? It's like a Matan Torah. There's a Din of Kabbalah. And there's Din of Kabbalah. There's Halachas of Kabbalah. Shabba Elohim Kavayachal. The Chvayda Hashem is coming on Shabbos and revealing himself to you in the world. Every Shabbos. It's not a one-time thing. And yet, during every Shabbos, a youth has to have Kabbalah to Shabbos. And they have to have the Chanas of Shabbos. Kai will hold here. And I wish everyone a good Shabbos and a good Erev Shabbos.